Hello, I'm Dave Jeffrey, welcoming you once again to Optimal Life. It's a program just for us older ones, brought to you on the RPH Network, produced in the studios of Radio 2 RPH in Sydney. We look at all those exciting things where you're approaching retirement and perhaps in your retirement. Well, with lockdown, we're going to change a little today. Of course, we can't travel that much as we normally would in our retirement. We're going to look at the best way to use your rewards points. And there's a possible cure or great help for arthritis. And living your life online the best way. That's most important communications these days. And I've got a short article on the late Tim Fisher, a wonderful man. First up today, we're going to look at the best way to use your rewards points. It was in the Telegraph on the 5th of October. Experts reveal how to get the very best from your rewards points. It is written by Anthony Keane and entitled Travel Tips. Frequent flyer points have delivered holiday savings for decades. While many flights are grounded right now, patient travelers will be rewarded. It may be tempting to spend accumulated points on gift cards, toasters, or other useless items. Well, not useless, but other simple items. These can be taken from reward programs, online stores. But points specialists say this delivers a poor bang for your buck. Using the points to redeem flights can deliver up to 10 times the value of spending them on a gift card. When frequent flyers points are used for buying a gift card, it's worth half a cent. However, for an economy flight, the value is 1.2 cents. For business flights, it soars to between 3 and 5 cents a point. With gift vouchers and other stuff, you're just not going to get any value. You might be tempted because you've got heaps of points. But if you hold back, your reward flights in the future will be more. Our closed international borders mean that most travellers are avoiding booking overseas flights. But they've still been earning points with rewards credit cards. Booming online shopping during the pandemic has turbocharged some points balances. Consumers are using credit cards far more for purchases these days. Potential risk with hoarding points is that they may lose some value if Qantas or other airlines increase ticket prices or if they adjust reward redemptions in the future. However, advice to frequent flyers is to hold on to them. You will know travel will resume, and when it does, you'll be glad that you've got the points to pay for it. Some travellers are speculating on possible international flights from late 2021, while others want to redeem their points at home. One of the best ways for Qantas frequent flyers to use points in this way is via Qantas Hotels accommodation bookings. Qantas has increased the redemption value by offering a 20% reduction in the number of points required. This is when you book Qantas hotels by the 31st of December this year. Gift cards and reward store purchases offer the worst redemption value. Now an example here. Qantas frequent flyer members can extract a value of 0.58% when redeeming for vouchers from David Jones and Myers. Consumers can extract 0.79% value for Qantas points. That is when redeeming points for spending with Qantas hotels. Now that is, at the moment, only up until the 31st of December this year. Virgin's Velocity Rewards program continues under new ownership, but its rewards are struggling to remain relevant now. Redemption partnerships with overseas airlines continue to be on pause. Virgin Australia has removed a number of destinations from its domestic network. Now, a current deal with Velocity offers a 30% points discount on Virgin Australia business class flights, but it has questionable value. All Virgin Australia lounges remain closed indefinitely. Hot meals are no longer being served in business class, so, essentially, you're just paying for a bit more space, it says. Well, I guess the answer there is be careful and check it out, and don't rush into spending your rewards points right now. Now, there's another little ending to this. It says maximize the benefits. Look for ways to double up your points, such as using a rewards credit card when shopping at retailers that also offer rewards. Seek a card with benefits, such as travel cards. These offset the annual cost of the program. Avoid rewards cards if you're not paying them off every month. Why? Because the interest cost will often outweigh any benefits. If you hold a premium credit card and are unable to access benefits because of COVID-19, speak with the card provider. Some are extending benefits, such as lounge access, or they're waiving fees. Couple of things there. It says using points to redeem flights can deliver up to 10 times the value spending on a gift card. And secondly, have a chat to them if you can't use them because of coronavirus. Good luck. Happy travels. Well, some good news. Now, if you're like me and you suffer a little from arthritis in your older years, well, this could be the miracle cure that saved my career. So says well-known Aussie singer Jade Hurley. Now, this came from the telly on the 7th of October. Research hails new arthritis treatment breakthrough, and it's written by Angria Rajawa. Country rock king Jade Hurley never imagined a time when he would have to part with the piano, the instrument he had forged his legendary career on. But 3 years ago, the Order of Australia recipient felt so much agonising pains in his hand that he could barely move his fingers. Hurley became one of the 3.6 million Australians who live with arthritis. It is a chronic condition. Hurley said, "I've been a musician all my life. About 5 years ago, I started to get terrible pain in both hands. I put up with it, and I put up with it." He said, "It was getting so severe that sometimes I'd shake hands with somebody and I'd just about cry with pain. It was that bad." But a breakthrough arthritis treatment has been a source of hope for many sufferers, including Jade Hurley. It's an antioxidant plant extract from the bark of the French maritime pine tree. It's been hailed as a miracle cure, according to many. Now, research published in the Journal of Orthopaedics and Traumatology has told us of this. It is an over-the-counter medication, so I guess you can buy it anywhere, and it's called Arbor Vitae. It combines the plant extract of the chigonelle porpin enzyme, aloe vera, and honey, was tested in a study. The supplement decreased pain by about 66%. It increased walking distance without pain over 50% of the people. An astounding 78% of people felt a reduction in their use of demand medication for arthritis. 50% of people said their quality of life had increased. Primary care medication expert Dr. Jeff Strong says the study results are promising, particularly with arthritis increasingly emerging among younger people. He said arthritis is often considered to be a condition that only affects older generations. However, many people will start feeling the effects of arthritis from as early as aged 35, he says. These positive results were achieved through a registry study. That means the product was tested under real-world circumstances that reflect the realities of those suffering, those living with arthritis and what they often face, he said. Cardiologist Ross Walker says it's helped many of his patients with crippling arthritis. He said, "I've had a lot of patients used it. They've had a great response. More mobility, less pain." The problem is that many doctors are conservative. They believe that if you can't fix it with a script or a scalpel, then it doesn't work, Walker says. No matter how good the research is, there's still a bias to pharmaceutical medications. It's been published in peer-reviewed journals, and that doesn't harm anyone. So why would we not push it, he says. Well, Hurley says that after about 2 weeks of use, he said, "I thought, gee, I got no pain. I don't have any problems anymore. Jade says, at the start of the lockdown, I went off Arbor Vitae since we weren't working, and lo and behold, back came the pain. It was very, very severe. Then I went back on Arbor Vitae and the pain went away, he said. Look, I know this sounds like an advertisement for Arbor Vitae, but it does sound too good to be true, doesn't it? Arbor Vitae. I've only read this article today, but I tell you what, I am rushing out to buy some. Good luck. That name again, Arbor Vitae. Arbor Vitae, supposedly the miracle cure for arthritis. So says great legend Jade Hurley. All right, coronavirus has brought a lot of isolation. We're going to look now at living your best online, a great way to communicate. It is taken from the October version of the Seniors newspaper, Computer Clubs Conference. Living your best life online is the theme for this year's Australian Seniors Computer Clubs Association online annual conference. That's the ASCCA. Now, it's to be held on the 10th of November. It's the 22nd annual conference. It will focus on all practical ways to get the best out of technology and the internet. There'll be an emphasis on content that's easily actionable and it will make a real difference to your life. You don't have to be a member of the computer or technology club to watch and learn. Anyone, any age, is welcome. Now, there's a cost to it, small cost, but we'll tell you that in a moment. The conference will stream live from 9 a.m. to make sure that everyone is properly connected. There'll be a conference kicking off in earnest at 9:30. Speakers will have a 30-minute slot to share inspirational and easy-to-follow information and advice. There'll be a noon lunch break. Now, during the lunch break, they'll feature an optional yoga class, and proceedings then resume at 12:30 in the afternoon. Now, the annual general meeting will start at 3:30 in the afternoon. The conference will end after the 2020 photography competition winners are announced at 4 p.m. Now, I'll come back in a moment and tell you a little more about the details here. So this is the online conference. It's the annual conference of the Australian Seniors Computer Club Association. You will learn a lot. It'll be about how to communicate online, most important for us. Okay, the details. Tickets are $15 each. Now, there's a phone number here, 02-9286-3871. I'll say that again. And the online here, www.ascaa.org.au. Like to join what sounds a very helpful online conference? The phone number, 02-9286-3871. Or online, www.ascaa.org.au. Good luck. You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. And we are very pleased to announce that we have a wonderful sponsor. It's called Seniors Rights Service. Wonderful people. They're offering free legal advice and in many cases free representation to us older ones. Legal, advocacy, education. Your rights, your voice. Firstly, I'll say their phone number, and then I'll say it again after at the end of this, with their website. Two phone numbers here, 02-9281-3600 or 1-800-424-079. Now, I'd just like to mention a case recently I heard. A young fellow, he was a little incapacitated, couldn't get out, gave his credit card, along with a PIN number, to whom he thought was a friend, to go shopping on his behalf. Well, the friend certainly did more than shopping, ripped him off to the tune of about $8,000. Seniors Rights were able to get that back for him. They'll look after you. All right, let's have a look at what they do. Legal. It says the legal service provides legal advice to older people in New South Wales. They offer a comprehensive referral service. They may also provide limited legal assistance. Now, this is particularly for financially and socially disadvantaged older people. They also provide advocacy. These are recipients of all Commonwealth-funded aged care services. Here they'll provide information about rights and responsibilities. They'll listen to your concerns. Now, that is most important. A lot of people don't listen. They just give you advice. They'll help resolve problems or complaints with your aged care service provider. Again, very important as we age. They'll speak with your service provider if required. And they'll refer to other agencies where necessary. They're also offering education help. Sessions are provided regarding the rights of older people and how the organisation or partner organisation can assist them. They'll provide service and information at community and professional events, so they might come and talk to you if you've got a group. They'll also provide targeted education to a diverse range of older people. Now, this is regardless of cultural background or sexual orientation. All right, let's have a look at their details. They are wonderful people, these are Seniors Rights Service. Okay, let's look again at how to contact them. Their number, Sydney, 02-9281-3600 or 1-800-424-079. You can email them, info@seniorsrightsservice.org.au. Okay, just saying that again, Seniors Rights, don't forget, if you've got any legal problems at all, ring them up. They'll tell you whether you're eligible or not, but they'll certainly give you advice. The phone number, Sydney, 9281 3600 or 1-800-424-079. Online, info@seniorsrightsservice.org.au. Okay, on Optimal Life now, we're going to have a look at a wonderful Australian, the late Tim Fisher. And I'm very proud to say here that I went to school with Tim Fisher. I knew him quite well. He was about 3 years older than me, which made him a big kid. And as you know, when you're at school, the big kids can often bully you and push you around a bit, but not Tim Fisher. He was a delightful fellow, always nice to us younger ones. Pretty smart too, he did very well at school. This is taken from the Senior newspaper on October the 3rd. It simply stated, Station's tribute to railman Fisher. A year after his death, former Deputy Prime Minister and rail enthusiast Tim Fisher has been honoured with a commemorative plaque at the Albury Railway Station. Regional Transport and Roads Minister Paul Toole said, Tim was a railman through and through. He studied railway gauges after retiring from politics with special envoy for the Adelaide to Darwin railway line. He travelled on the first GAN to Darwin in 2004. Albury Station was a special place for him in his later years. He hosted a three-series local radio production entitled The Great Train Show. A statesman and a gentleman, Tim was a true friend to the people of the bush. He was held in high esteem by people across the political divide. Tim Fisher was diagnosed with acute leukemia in 2018. He died on August 22nd, 2019, aged 73. His state funeral was held in Albury. Tim Fisher, may you rest in peace. This is Optimal Life, brought to you on the RPH Network. We're going to look at the subject now of when someone close to you dies, again taken from the Senior newspaper. It's a time saver in trying times. An Australia First digital service aims to make it easier for families to cope with the loss of a loved one. The one-stop online Australian Death Notification Service allows families to notify relevant organisations. This is when someone close to them dies. It is so their accounts can be closed and transferred. When a loved one passes away, up to 40 government private organisations and non-government organisations need to be notified. New South Wales Customer Service Minister Victor Dominello said, these notifications can be stressful and traumatic. They can take up to several months and often require multiple physical visits with a certified copy of a death certificate. This service validates details about the deceased against the Australian Death Check. It's a system that holds death registration data recorded by births, deaths and marriages registries. The customer simply enters the details of the deceased, chooses which institutions and services they wish to notify, then add their contact details, Mr. Dominello said. Then they'll receive communication back on the next steps within 10 business days. This will come from the chosen providers. The New South Wales government set up the service in collaboration with births, deaths and marriages across Australia. It is available everywhere except the ACT. The four big banks and major telecommunications providers have signed up with the government, and they're working with others to join in as well. Okay, this is the Australian Death Notification Service, and there's a website here, simply deathnotification.gov.au. Just saying that again, it sounds like a great service. When someone close to you dies, you can almost have a one-stop shop here, or they'll give you great advice anyway. Again, it's the Australian Death Notification Service, and you simply contact them on deathnotification.gov.au. Well, just following on from that, this article says everyone has a right to a dignified burial. Cemetery operators in New South Wales have been called on to publish itemised prices and offer affordable standard burial plots. Now, this report has also recommended at the Independent Price and Regulatory Tribunal that operators make provision for caring for burial plots and cemeteries in perpetuity, care for them long after the deceased have gone. Some consumers are facing high prices, confusing information and minimal options at a time when they're particularly vulnerable. Everyone has a right to a dignified burial. While many people choose cremation these days, it is important that those who want a burial are able to process an affordable plot, one that meets their needs. The report recommends that cemeteries be required to offer a standard lawn grave burial plot. It says cemeteries that serve particular cultural or faith groups should also be required to offer a standard burial plot that respects the requirements of that culture and that faith. People wanting to be confident that their loved ones' graves will be cared for into the future. The recommendations will help ensure that cemeteries are financially able to do this even after all burial plots have been sold. One problem, people planning for a burial often encounter a lack of information about prices and differences. Sometimes there's confusing terminology about the product or the services. To provide greater transparencies in cemetery pricing, they're recommending all cemetery operators be required to publish itemised prices. They must use consistent terminology. They're also recommending that the New South Wales government set up a website to allow people to easily compare prices. These prices will go across all New South Wales cemeteries. This draft report also found significant opportunities for increased operational efficiency at Sydney cemeteries. This is especially in administration and overheads. Now, a full copy of the draft portfolio review of the costs and pricing on the internet is available. It's simply www.ipart.newsouthwales.gov.au. Now, I'll come back again in a moment and say that. Okay, you can get a draft report review of the costs and pricing of the internet in New South Wales. It's dated September this year, and it's simply www.ipart.newsouthwales.gov.au. A great initiative. We had an item earlier in the program about stiffness and arbor vitae and rheumatics. Well, this is living with arthritis, and it's got tips on how to manage it. And typically, people with osteoarthritis can struggle for around 30 minutes when they wake up in the morning. Now, we've got some simple exercises and things to do. One is stretch it out. There's no benefit in forcing yourself to move. Take it easy. Try to coax your muscles when you wake up in the morning. Take your medication early. Keep pain and anti-inflammatory medication beside your bed. Keep it there together with a glass of water, a snack maybe, such as crackers. This is so you're not taking your medication on an empty stomach. Set your alarm an hour or so before you need to get up. Eat the snacks, take the medication. Turn up the heat is another advice. Use electric blankets and hot water bottles or wheat bags in your bed. Have a warm shower or bath, or apply hot pads to ease the pain areas. Get moving. It may be the last thing that you feel like doing, but the stronger the muscles around the joints are, the better supported and the less pain there'll be. Now, they're also saying dress smart. Arrange your clothes for morning and night before. This is to help you get dressed with minimal pain and discomfort. Lay out the items, choose coats and jackets with slippery linings. This makes them easier to put on and off. Alternatively, before you get dressed, put your clothes in the dryer for 5 minutes, then put them straight on. The warmth from the dryer will help loosen up the joints. And finally, ask for help. Hey, some good advice there. Certainly ask for help, but I like that one. Put your clothes in the dryer for 5 minutes. When you get up, they'll be nice and warm. Nearly time to go. I'd like to tell you about a little bit of bad luck that I had recently. It was my wife's birthday, and I said, honey, what would you like for your birthday? She said, I want a divorce. And I replied, oh, I didn't really mean to spend that much. Okay, hope you've enjoyed the program. Dave Jeffries saying thanks very much for being with me. Look forward to your company again soon. Bye now.